In Peru, a 31-year-old New Yorker has undergone a week of cross-examination in her terrorism trial. Lori Berenson, who was sentenced to life in prison by military judges in 1996, is now being retried in a civilian court. Her family and supporters had hoped the civilian judges would be more willing to believe her claims of innocence. But so far, the court has been very skeptical. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Lima.
To an American observer, the Lori Berenson trial looks unfair. In the Peruvian system, judges act as interrogators, and the three judges trying Berenson seem downright hostile toward her. They have a tendency to question her about matters that don't seem relevant to the charges, such as in this moment, when the lead judge, Marcos Ibaceta, grills her on her taste in music.
Le gusta la música del compositor Jara.
Sí, Victor Jara.
Do you like the songwriter Jara? The judge asks. Yes, Victor Jara, Berenson replies. The judge says, Victor Jara, the one who sings protest songs with socialist content? Yes, says Berenson.
El contenido socialista.
Sí.
Sí.
Berenson's supporters believe this kind of question demonstrates that she's being tried for her left-wing beliefs and not for the actual charge of collaborating with the guerrilla organization known as the Tupac Amaru Revolutionary Movement, or MRTA. Berenson's mother, Rhoda, says the official case doesn't stand up.
There is no evidence that Lori committed any crime. So what they have been trying to say, oh, you like Victor Jara, he was a socialist, huh? You know, this is just mother speaking here, but I think that they're determined to say, we have no evidence of wrongdoing, but we're convinced that Lori is the type of person who might do these acts.
But there is a mountain of what could be considered circumstantial evidence against Berenson, including the fact that she rented a house with leaders of the MRTA and that heavily armed members of the organization lived on the top floor. And this week, a Panamanian named Pacifico Castrillon testified that Berenson helped him make contact with one of the MRTA leaders in a meeting in Ecuador. Peruvian lawyers watching the trial say things are not going well for Berenson. Human rights attorney Eduardo Darjant specializes in helping people who are unfairly accused of terrorism. He says Lori Berenson is not one of them.
I think there is enough evidence to say that Lori Berenson was part of this organization.
Darjant says despite what Americans may think of the trial, Berenson is being treated better than most Peruvian defendants.
She has been given some of the better judges we have here in Peru. People which are recognized by their democratic values.
Peru's judiciary is experiencing a rare moment of independence lately, following last year's resignation of President Alberto Fujimori. And Darjan says courts are relishing the ability to reach verdicts without worrying about getting a call from the presidential palace. Ironically, this newfound independence may end up working against Berenson. Fujimori was the one who ordered this retrial under pressure from Washington, but now that he's gone, the judges are free to rule as they please. Martin Costi, NPR News, Lima.